Hello, it's the 22nd of September. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A young suspect has been taken into custody following a knife crime incident which took the life of a 25-year-old Kempston man. Ashish Sushdev Nahar was fatally stabbed in the heart by a 16-year-old male at Jubilee Park in Bedford. The young man, who cannot be named, was charged with manslaughter and pleaded guilty to the offence at Luton Crown Court. Alasdair King, the defence lawyer, said the defendant may undergo psychiatric evaluation and is currently being held at Feltham Young Offenders Institution. Anita Nahar, mother of the deceased, offered a statement on her son's behalf. She said, "Ashish was deeply loved and will forever be missed terribly. Knife crime is sick and needs to stop." A man in Luton who was sitting in his car just after noon on the 9th of September was robbed by two Asian men who smashed his car window and stole his mobile phone. The man, who was in the Hart Hill area, suffered minor injuries as a result of the incident. Police are appealing for witnesses. Properties in Biggleswade were the latest targets of Bedfordshire Police's Operation Bo'sun, a specialised unit focused on guns and gangs. Warrants were carried out and three men in their 20s were arrested on a number of various charges related to illegal drugs and the possession of an offensive weapon. Overall, £3,000 in cash, suspected Class B drugs worth another £3,000 and a fake handgun were seized by officers. The Panacea Charitable Trust, the philanthropic arm of the Panacea Society, a Bedford-based religious community, has awarded a £10,000 grant to the Autism Bedfordshire charity. The funds will be used to run educational programmes and workshops for individuals with autism to provide greater levels of independence. That's all for this week. I'll be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.